Some calls have been coming in about another thing that you noticed on our output this morning. Jim in Hillsborough is reflecting this. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. I am very, very concerned this morning. Though I didn't hear the most about this RA's language, but Stephen, we had to tell you something. It's not RA's language we
need.
Now,
hold on, just to set out what you're talking about here. So you're talking about Sinn Féin. Their party political broadcast, each of the parties will do this ahead of an election. Their party political broadcast on the radio this morning was all in Irish.
Not good. Not good for us, because we were lying down in the Royal Victoria Hospital on the broad of your back waiting for people to look after you. That's the last thought in your head is Irish language. You know what I see? I bought sometimes with my English, never mind an Irish language. I know nothing about Irish. But I know one thing. Sinn Féin pulled the government down in this country. And you know they did. And they walked away. And you go to, you come with me tonight to the hospital in the Royal. And tomorrow night to see what's going on in it. I know, I'm going to tell you something. You see the nurses and doctors.
Well, clearly Sinn Féin would say that they didn't want to be part of a government which was not giving people rights. They would remind you of the issue around RHI and what was coming into the public domain about RHI. And they have made it clear the grounds on which they would argue. They've made it clear the grounds on which they would go back into a government.
Stephen,
meanwhile, the DUP would say they have no red lines and we should have a government immediately.
Lying in the brother, you're back in the hospital waiting. And decent, hard-working people, Protestant champions.
Anyway, the reason you've called is about Sinn Féin speaking this morning in Irish. Why are they not entitled to do that?
Why? Sure, I don't know what they're talking about. You know, whenever I go on to talk, I run a business. Whenever I meet business people, I don't turn around and start talking in Irish because they don't know Irish and I don't know it. And I'll tell you another thing, they're getting the Protestant and Catholic people in this country need to get better, because I tell you something now, the most of them's out working trying to do a bit for the country, and Sinn Féin is pulling this country down, and I wouldn't be on for it, I tell you the truth.
Jim, thank you. Brian in West Belfast. Morning, Brian.
Well, Stephen, I've rung in first thing this morning. I have two grandchildren that go to the Irish school, and I think the Irish language is a fantastic language. But what I'm criticising Sinn Féin for is a great percentage of people in West Belfast don't speak the Irish. And I wish I could speak it, but I don't. I want to hear their policies. I want to hear what they're doing and what they're going to do. And I was just taken back this morning a wee bit that I'm sitting, having a cup of tea and listening to Sinn Féin and not understanding anything they're saying. Unfortunately.
So why do you think they did it?
I'd like to ask them. I mean, if they want to, I don't know what the percentage is in West Belfast. The great majority of people who support Sinn Féin and vote for them every time, they don't speak English. So why not just speak in English for the, why not my 5 minutes or 3 minutes they're putting their broadcast out for? Why not speak English and let the people know what's happening and what they're doing? That's what I can't understand about it all. You know, and say my two grandsons go to the Irish school and they, you know, they love it, and I love their language too, and I don't speak it. But I see no point in speaking Irish to the majority who speak English and who support them. That's what I mean.
This was their second party election broadcast. Their first one was in Irish. It was in English.
So what about
for those people? What if you flip your argument around? What about for those people whose language is Irish, who want it in Irish?
But those people speak Irish and English. I only speak English. So they can listen from the both sides. I can't, and the majority can't.
So are you telling me that you're actually a Sinn Féin supporter complaining about Sinn Féin because they've used Irish language in their election broadcast?
I'm criticising Sinn Féin for not speaking English to the majority of their followers who don't speak Irish. That's the only thing I'm criticising them for, and I see no point in it. And I'm not afraid to criticise them. As simple as that, Stephen. I mean, I would love to speak Irish myself. I'm too long in the tooth to start learning. But I just see no point for the 3 or 4 minutes that they're on the air putting their views across that they don't speak English. And I can understand them wanting to speak. Or I understand that completely. But when they're speaking to the majority of their supporters who don't speak Irish, unfortunately, maybe, and they should speak in English to them. Simple as that.
A different story, as is the commentator Alex Kane. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So let's just pick up on this and then we'll move on to the other story. Alex, what's going on here? I don't know. I'd be interested to find out. Is this the first time that Sinn Féin have broadcast a party election broadcast totally in Irish on the BBC? I don't know.
I didn't hear it this morning, Stephen.
It was all in Irish, and our callers are picking up on that.
I suspect, I could be wrong, but I suspect it probably is, because I think it wouldn't have become a story had it been the first time all in Irish. But as far as election rules are concerned for party election broadcasts, and as former Director of Communications for the LCUNIS, we had to deal with this. As long as you fall within this very strict criteria of what you're allowed to say and how you say it, to the best of my knowledge, there is no regulation about having it in Irish or indeed any other language if that's what you want to do. Because you decide, you as a party decide, your pitch, to whom your pitch gets priority, how you want to do it. That's and as long as it will have been translated for the BBC and TV and so on, and if it falls within all those criteria, then yeah, they've clearly decided this is that the Irish Language Act still remains a big pitch for them and their sense people. We are even doing it to ourselves in our PEB. So I'm not sure if it's a story in itself, Stephen, but yeah, that's why they're doing it.
Amanda?
My understanding is that it is the first time that it's been done, and before I came into the studio I was in a coffee shop down the road having some breakfast and I heard it and I thought to myself, well, that's going to annoy some people, and perhaps that's part of it. You know, the Irish Language Act has become such a sort of major talking point in the impasse at Stormont that I think it probably has been done to make a point.
To make what point?
Just to make the point that Irish belongs to people in the north as much as it belongs to people across the rest of the island, and that it's a focus for Sinn Féin going into whatever talks we may be going into after the election results come in.
And obviously the calculation that they have made, let's ask Sinn Féin what calculation they've made, but one of the calculations, and we will do, but one of the calculations presumably that they've made is that for those people who couldn't understand, some of their supporters who don't speak Irish, the bigger point of broadcasting in Irish was worth doing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if it highlights for me, you know, I did a small amount of Irish whenever I was in primary school. I didn't have the option to do it at the secondary school that I went to, but you pick up little different phrases as you go along through this work. And I think that having that today, it really struck me. I can only pick up certain bits of what's being broadcast out here, and it does make you think about it. It does make you think, you know, that, you know, why shouldn't it be broadcast in this way?
Well, the counter to that, Alex Kane, is Sinn Féin have been saying that they want to reach out to more than just their own base. They want to reach out to everyone in Northern Ireland. So by using a language that not everyone in Northern Ireland speaks, are they actually doing that?
Well, there are two things here, Stephen. There's the electoral thing. The calculation will be, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, but from my own previous experience in this, their calculation will be two things. One, it becomes a story in its own right. And quite often, PEBs don't become that. The other thing they'll be thinking is that people who take offence at this won't actually, you know, are not going to be Sinn Féin voters anyway. But it also presupposes for them that they'll have done their own research on this. They actually believe there is a demand for this. And the best way of getting that demand over is by very publicly having people putting on the radio this morning, go, what's that? That's what this is all about, Steve. And yes, it's going to be, Amanda will know this as
do
well.
They broadcast in Irish when they're on RTE?
I don't know. And it's like Amanda said, I didn't know for definite this. I know they've probably done Irish in maybe segments of programmes.
Well, of course they have, but have they done anything in full? That's the story this morning.
I don't think so, but I think the very fact that it's been the big issue for them. The standalone Irish Act has been that they thought they'd done a deal with it on the DUP back in 2018. The new talks due to begin on the 16th of December. So Amanda says they are putting this front and centre. It's a very clear message, perhaps, to the government, to the DUP and everybody else. Guys, this is how important it is to us that we put our whole PEB, valuable 3 minutes, and it is a valuable 3 minutes in terms of reaching an audience, we put it in the Irish language. Well, that's what they're saying.
Let's see what our callers are making of this morning. Ronnie in Belfast. Morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Sir. Go ahead.
I feel that they're not. It's a deliberate attempt not to reach out. Belfast has many foreign languages being spoken on it, and I don't take any offence. But if a gentleman or a lady comes to my door speaking a foreign language, I just can't understand. So if they come to my house seeking electoral support and they're speaking in Irish, They're not attempting to get my vote at all. They're deliberately snubbing me. They're deliberately excluding me from what they've got to say and deliver for the good of Northern Ireland.
So what do you think then, Ronnie, is the answer here?
They should use the medium that most people can use, which is English in the country. I don't care if people speak English or Portuguese or Spanish, but if they're trying to get my vote and other people's vote, they should speak in the language that's going to reach the most people. So they've deliberately...
So why do you think they've done it?
As what Alex Keynes has said, just to get a bit of extra airtime, because they perceive that they're not going to get additional votes from certain places in Northern Ireland, and they're happy with that. It's just another attempt to snub and to rank it up. It's only for political airtime.
But why would any political party not want to try to reach as many voters as they can? You couldn't be right. Surely Sinn Féin would want to reach out to as many people as possible, because political parties survive. They're more powerful the more votes they have, Ronnie.
It's their sales alone mantra. It suits them. It's themselves alone. They don't care about other people. It's themselves alone.
I think the fully Irish PEBs have been going out on Irish language stations in the south for years and years and years. But my understanding, this is the first time this has happened up here.
So is this a political statement in itself?
I think it is a bit, but I don't think, you know, I don't think it's a controversy as such. You know, I think that it's something, it does make a very direct point, but you have to consider that with the Irish Language Act being front and centre at the impasse, you know, the Irish language community weren't particularly enamoured with the deal that wasn't a deal between the DUP and Sinn Féin last time. So I suppose it's reaching out to that cohort as well, and it will generate headlines.
Here's Michael in Newton Abbey. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen. The fact that you're saying that that you have said that, you know, perhaps they're trying to reach out to others, they're actually diminishing that, because they're actually reaching out to less. There are less people speak Irish. So if they're trying to broaden their appeal, if you want to call it, then they're defeating their own cause, because they're actually speaking to a lesser number of people. But it's also offensive. If I was a foreign national and I was looking to vote, my second language would be English. It wouldn't be Irish. So they've actually diminished their base, the people they want to speak to. And that would make it offensive if I was a foreign national.
And yet, Michael, here we also are having a conversation about Irish language and its place in Northern Irish society. That's one of the conversations Sinn Féin want people to be having in society. And this story is also going to be in the papers tomorrow morning. Some people might argue job done.
That's the political
thing that Amanda has alluded to. There is absolutely no doubt that it's a political ploy. It is to keep Irish language front and centre.
Well, the broadcasting of a party election broadcast is a political, it's a definite, it is a political ploy before it starts in any language.
But Stephen, you have to go back to my previous point on that. If you're going to fight an election, you're trying to fight it to appeal to the greater number of the population, not the smallest number of the population. There are more people speak Portuguese than there are speak Irish. So why would you not translate it into Portuguese?
Let me take one more call on this. Albert and Clint Gormley. Morning, Albert. And then we'll talk Alex and Amanda, what you're in to talk about.
No,
good morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, it's just propaganda by Sinn Féin. And they used it, and you said earlier, the first broadcast was in English, this one was in Irish. And the talk about reaching out, well, there's only, I think, 5%, even less than that, speak Irish. And even that chap that was on earlier from West Belfast said he couldn't speak. And the majority of people in West Belfast, and it just shows that we don't need an Irish Language Act. We don't need to spend the money on somebody heading up an Irish Language Act. We need, basically, I'm no fan of Stormont. But to get the people back and get the waiting list down and get the schools sorted out and to get infrastructure sorted out. But what I said on your programme previously, the Nationalist and Republican community are prepared to take the hurt by longer waiting lists and others and not getting funding for their schools to support Sinn Féin. And it's about time that they looked at Sinn Féin. And there's an election. Look at Sinn Féin and what they're doing to your community, to your children, to your families, and not being.
Well, I think people should be looking at all political parties as to what they are doing to their community and their family. That's what you should be holding all political parties to account, isn't it?
Look, if we had a Stormont and a Minister for Health, a Minister for Education, things would be better.
Would they? There's a question. Would they?
Well,